Yeah, I know it was a savage result. Fairness, I have great faith in we have great faith in each other as a team. Even when Kilkenny got the goal there with a few minutes to go, we didn't panic. I suppose Limerick teams of old might have dropped ahead and let Kilkenny finish off the match, but we went down the field, we won the next puck out, put it over the bar. So I know it's a great feeling, huge feeling. At the end of the day, it's only a quarter final. We're back up in a semi final in 2 weeks, so we'll be back recovery session tomorrow, and we'll be back in the field Tuesday night for training again. So we'll have to go at it again.
Your own form and staying in the first half, you were catching ball out of the sky like a drone.
Yeah, I suppose you have days like that. I throw up my hand, and sure, some days you'll miss it completely, and other days the ball will fall into it. So thankfully today now a few of the balls fell into my hand and I didn't do so bad with them then. So delighted, I suppose. Everyone in the team, great team performance.
The reaction to the goal was phenomenal. Went up the field, got the scores. You didn't lose the head, you kept calm. That must have been, from an attitude point of view, must have been very happy with that.
Yeah, it was. As I said, I suppose it's huge this year. No matter what happens on the field, we kind of stick to the game plan. We don't change our game plan to change our process, what we've been doing right. When the goal went in, we didn't panic. We knew that we'd still get chances to bring it back. I think Tom got the next point after the puck out. And it was savage. Just savage work rate from 1 to 15, the lads who came off the bench. It's just a great buy-in this year from 1 to 36, all the backroom team. And hopefully now we can push on again in 2 weeks' time.
Obviously, Joe, you beat Kilkenny, or Galway, I should say, in that league game, Waterford, Ireland finals beat them. Now you've beaten Kilkenny. Is there something a bit different about this Limerick team?
Yeah, there is. Hopefully there is anyway. I suppose the seven or eight teams there's very little between. And any day, anyone can beat anyone. Like, Kilkenny are a savage team. We knew it was going to be a savage battle today. I suppose the Galway game, going back to the Galway game in the league, that was a huge game for us, and I suppose it gave us the belief that we could compete with the very best. And kind of since then, we've tried to be looking for incremental improvements each time. And I think apart from the Clare game, we've kind of got slightly better nearly every game, which is hopefully we can keep it going now for the Cork game. I know some people say it's the third week in a row, but to be honest, I think the third week in a row is more a mental thing than a physical thing. Well, we kind of look back in the video of the Clare game, and I know we didn't play well, but we were still very much in that game with 12 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go. They got the last 7 points of the game. So there was things in that game that we usually wouldn't do, silly mistakes, and thankfully we got that out of the system and we rectified it today, and hopefully there won't be a repeat of that for the semi-final.
Did you cool down expectations the fact that you lost that game and had lost your final?
Yeah, I suppose Limerick fans are great, but maybe we have a habit sometimes of getting ahead of ourselves. Like before the Clare game, maybe people were talking about Ireland finals and we hadn't even got to a Munster final at that stage. So I know Limerick fans are great. I'm sure they'll be up in numbers again for the semi-final, but Cork could be right half favourites for that. Munster champions unbeaten so far. They've got 3 Munster championships in 5 years. But we'll go up, we'll give it our best shot and leave it all out in the field, and we can't do much more than that.
But to draw away with them with 14 men for a lot of that game as well, you must believe that you're capable of
it. Yeah, no, there's great belief. In fairness, like between the young and the old lads this year, that's probably the big difference between previous years, is the belief in the team. I suppose it stemmed even from getting the big result maybe back in the league against Galway. And any team we go out against, we believe we can beat them. Going up against Cork, we'll believe we can beat them. They're a great team, but there won't be much in it on the day, and we're looking forward to it already.